will say this. I will say this. Working here outside of my comfortable, normal environment, I've learned to learn, maybe a strong word, but I have to deal with different distractions and different, a different setting, a different hurdles or hoops to jump through. Not options. What's the word when you know, different obstacles? Obstacles is the word. And it's not a bad thing. It's challenging and it's fun. It's fun in a way because I'm competitive. And I really want to, I have to maintain my level of performance that I'm accustomed to. And last month, I was the highest rated analyst in our group. And to be honest with you, that performance was just about perfect. I mean, the performance was just about perfect. In fact, I don't think I can top that performance because it was just like literally perfect. I mean, it was like zero, zero, zeros. I mean, no mistakes in it. And I don't think, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard pressed to top that. I mean,
flat out.
Flat out.
It's just going to be
hard pressed to top that. And,
If
if I don't, because I already got one drop call.
I know
I got at least
drop
two drop calls already.
So
So
that's
one of the zeros is gone. The start till available might be zero. I think I'm keeping my emails down. My email time's down through certain techniques and, being aware of certain things. So the lower your email time's down, you get a better rating. In that.
So,
But to come back here and like to actually have to work with
granddaughter,
granddaughter, doing her thing around me, and
then you got
then you got the dog barking. One time the dog was barking, and she's screaming and playing, and I'm just, you just, I got it. I literally had to like step back
and
and
take
take
a
a
deep
deep breath
breath
and
and
just
just
like
like
breathe,
breathe.
like literally. I mean, you say breathing, it sounds funny, but it's like literally I had to just like, okay, just concentrate on what you're supposed to concentrate on. The job at hand, the job in front of you. And kind of block out the barking and that. And then finally I put it on mute. And I got Kari to stop barking. Kari is cool. Kari will bark and then seems like since you tell her to stop, she'll stop. Which is like, So like she wants to stop, but until you tell her it's okay to stop, she'll keep going or something like that. So, I'm thinking, and then like I said, I had the granddaughter here and she playing, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful child. Wonderfully spirited child. Very with me, she don't push the boundaries. She ain't been with me long enough to test with the boundaries and see how far she can get away with. So, I have no problem. I have no problem with it. When I try to turn around, when I try to act like it's, stressful or this or that or this or this, it's something I'm projecting that may or may not be there. And I can honestly say that. Something I'm definitely projecting that may or may not even be real. Because she. She's a 2-year-old. That's what 2-year-olds do. I mean, nothing bad. Nothing bad.
It's
It's
just
just sometimes what they do regularly as a
regular
2-year-old is something
you have to deal
you
with.
have to deal
That's
with.
all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
A regular normal,
Normal, healthy 2-year-old,
if you're not
if
used
you're
to
not
being
used to being around
around
such creatures,
that took a
that
long
took a
time to
long
get
time to
there.
get here.
If you're not being
If you're not being around, used to
around
being
such
around such
creatures,
creatures,
it's a thing.
it's a thing.
I mean,
I
it's a
mean,
real
it's a real
thing,
thing. And
you just
you
gotta
just gotta like take deep
I
breaths.
don't know
I
about
don't know
taking
if
deep
it's
breaths,
take
but you
deep
just gotta
breaths. We just gotta
focus,
focus, maintain your focus. You know, don't let the distraction distract you. This is definitely a distraction. You know, full blown, 100%.
Just distraction.
And then she'll want your attention. And if you start talking, you know, that's going to trigger her to start talking. And, you know, it's, okay. It's going to bring energy up in the room. Something's going on in the room. She's like, oh, you know, it's normal stuff. But if you're not used to it, like I said, when I work, I don't even have TV on. I don't have radio. I don't have music, anything on. It's just me, silence. And one thing about working 12 to 8 in L.A., it translates to 3 to 11 here, which is my daughter's work schedule. So I don't want to say I get to work here by myself, but I get to work here by myself. You know, I'm afforded the option to work. And earlier today, family was over. My son was over. His son, ex-wife, my son's girlfriend. You know, everybody was just over here. You know, two kids. The granddaughter was here too. So it was just, you know.
Kids, family.
I don't want to say chaos, but you know, it was just like a lot of energy in the room. I was up. I just came back from walking, so I was up and like too, getting dressed. And, you know, just you know, really. And I'm not used to that. I'm not used to having people around, you know, like that. But it was fun. It was definitely fun. I was definitely excited. And and then it comes time to, you know, okay, you got to work now. Okay. You got to work now. And you got to switch gears, so to speak. You got to switch gears. You just have to prepare for, you know, the work day. Especially, if, you know, since I want to maintain a level of, I don't want to say excellence, but my level of performance, a certain level of performance. So, and like right now, since I was able to do that, because I usually don't make these videos while I'm working, because you can see, as you can see, I like to concentrate on what I'm doing, and the flow, I can tell the flow isn't where it should be, but it doesn't have to be, you know, because I'm just going through different I guess I should BCC it, huh? I'm going through different, no, I'm going to CCC it. Because I want to let them know who all got it. And I'm going through different iterations. I just want to say iterations. Probably didn't fit, but I just wanted to say it. And you can see I'm concentrating. And you think, oh, you know, all you do is you can't walk and chew gum. It's a little different than that, because when it comes to work, there's a level of, they call it white glove service, or there's a level, not integrity, but a level of service that I want to maintain. You know, I don't want to like, well, it's not to the point where, you know, I don't want to like misspell words or this or that. It's just the level of service. You know, I'm not so much worried about, you know, having all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted in that way, but a certain in the actual execution, not so much in the cosmetics of it, and in the it's not so much polished, maybe, but the execution of the raw task to get it done, you know, to get it done and to get it out there, to get it done and, you know, get the job done and get back into the queue and just do what I do. And like just now, I just pulled off something. Not pulled off. I guess pulled off might not be the right word. But I just finished up something and it was kind of fun. You know, I just did it while I was talking. Got a task done. You can hear people beeping in on our Teams chat. Teams, if it's, you know, I'm thinking Teams. I may have to Teams. Yeah, this person keep talking about calling her now. I said, you need to call technology because you ain't going to be able to catch me. I'm too busy. I'm running around. it's hard to run into each other. You know, I can't call you now because our schedules don't match. And I'm like here and there. You know, and all that. And it's the users. And you got to understand customers and users and the limitations of their knowledge, their experience with help desk. You would think, you know, oh, why would you do that? Well, you know, blah, 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 blah. But they're customers and they're users. They're customers. In fact, we were told, you know, we weren't supposed to use the word users, but we said we're going to do it anyway. They're customers and they should be treated like customers. It's like sometimes when I'm a customer and I call a service line, I act like not an idiot, but helpless. It's like, hey, it's your job. You do that, you know? I'm like, you do that. You help me. You tell me what to do. That's your job. That's your responsibility to tell me how that goes or how that doesn't go. You know, not mine. I'm not supposed to know anything, even though, especially if I call for, you know, technical help, I know, you know, a lot of, you know, I ain't gonna say I know more than they do, but sometimes I do if they're reading a script. But I still just default to that. Let me see if she's available now. I get this taken care of. Because, like, she keep going back and forth. And I'm like, you know, if I'm available, she's not available. If she's available, I'm not available. So just call the help desk line. And let's just get it done. And this time, if she don't do it, I'm just like, forget it. Crying out loud. She don't come back to me now. Okay, she got me this time. All right. Well, I'm gonna take care. Let me take care of this person, and then I'll probably take a break, and we'll go from there. All right. How about that? All right. It's break time. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to. I ain't gonna try. I'm gonna go take my break. Checking my ticket queue here. Oh, I gotta set the timer for 14 minutes, so I know when to turn around and come back. Timer, 14 minutes. Start and at break and go back to OBS Blade so I can see what I'm doing. See what y'all looking at. See, y'all see me now? You gonna catch me leaving the room? I'm gonna take this camera here. I'm gonna pick this up like this. Can you see that? You can't see that. What camera? What camera? Is it integrated camera? Show me. Is it? You see me a little bit? Oh, not that camera. What about this camera? How about? I'm cutting into my walking time here. I'm cutting into my walking time. Here we go. See, this is granddaughter's house. This is what they mean when they say this is granddaughter's house. That's what that means. Let me go down here. Ooh, the boy's knees. I mean, they don't hurt or nothing. It's just, I guess I'm a little bit apprehensive about my knees. Whatever apprehensive means. Of course, we know what apprehensive means. So now we're just walking. Think I'm going to get on the glider. Look, I'm going to get on the glider and see what that does. Let's see. Put this here real quick. Make this up like this. Bring it all the way up. Lock it in. Put that like that. See what that looks like. And it shouldn't matter because we're just doing what we're doing. Oh, it looks like it's going to be too high. Oh, she got the J. She found the J. She was going to take it upstairs and put it on the refrigerator. I'm like, nope. I'll put that there. She'll find it. In fact, she might find it tonight when I come back down here. So I'll probably come back down. See, one thing about this, though, I got to put it in my pocket now I'm just checking to see if the audio is coming through. If the audio... Is the audio working? I don't see the audio doing nothing. Oh, yeah, I see it now. It's working. All right. So I can put this in my pocket so to register my steps. Here we go. So, Say something. I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. I do 14 minutes on this. Then I come down here and do a half hour at lunch. The weather at home, they say it's raining. I just talked to somebody in San Diego. They said it's been raining. Just talked to somebody in San Diego. They said it's been raining. And they were from Cleveland. I was like, oh, I'm flying to Cleveland. You might even go to Cleveland. No, we ain't going. And I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to figure out something. We're going to do something. We're going to figure out something to do. Some place to go, something. I think last time we just kind of laid around and got up and did this and did that. I think we went to Walmart. I don't know what we did. Did we end up over Cares? Did we go to, was that the Jib Jab day or was that, and she had us go to Walmart and trying to figure out something. Maybe I don't ask Lark and the family chat anything going on over there. Right over there. Guess we could ride. Ride someplace. Go someplace. Do something. And something got to be happening somewhere. You know? Something got to be happening somewhere, you think? Wouldn't you? So, the... Oh, so this is the audio is working off of not the Wi-Fi. The audio is working off the transmitter in the remote, the receiver. So it has to go through the floor. And I think the bedroom should be about right there. I think this is the kitchen. That should be the front room. The bathroom. How come there's no bathroom pipes? Where's the bathroom pipe? Shouldn't there be a bathroom pipe? Is that the bathroom? Or that might be the bathroom. That bathroom. Then where's the bathroom for the one off of the bedroom downstairs, the bathroom pipe. That might be, I don't know, I guess they got him hid. You don't see him. You don't see him. Interesting. But either way, the transmitter and the receiver for the wireless microphone, is it working? Yeah, it was working because I already looked at it. I looked at it. Actually, on the OBS system, and it was definitely registering. So usually, I don't stop. I would get off this thing and walk so that I'm always getting steps here. This one, this 15 minutes, I'm not fully utilizing every second getting steps. So... This one I'm not fully utilizing, getting steps. So we'll do it that way. And take my lunch. Granddaughter's supposed to be coming back about 8:30. So we'll go from there. Granddaughter's supposed to be. I got a meeting at 8:30 to discuss visiting a remote office. We're visiting an office. I mean, travel is fun and all that and this and that. But I'm like, you know, I travel enough. I've been in New York and D.C., Chicago. Did I do Chicago? I haven't been to Chicago. Did I do Chicago? Didn't I fly into Chicago for something? Oh, I flew into Chicago and drove to a place in Ohio or someplace. Or a place not outside of Ohio, a P-Funk show outside of Chicago. So I really didn't do Chicago. I've never really done Chicago. Where else they got offices? Chicago, D.C., New York, Boston. I You got to go to New York, though, because that's where, you know, that's what you really want to see. You want to see the big office. You want to see the big dog, you know. That's where you really want to go. Not the not for L.A. or L.A. might be the other big one. I'm not even sure if L.A. is a big one. Orange County, Chicago, Austin, Texas, Houston. You want to go to the big ones, you know. You want to see how the big one is run because you get more out of it. Or else I'd pick another one. I'm gonna gotta be. Does it have to be local? Does it have to be on the continent? I want to go to Manchester, fly for 10 hours, huh? What do you think? Do I go to London? Off, been there. Been to London too, huh? Go to Beijing. Been there. Hong Kong. Have been to Hong Kong. Paris, been there. Brussels, I've been to Brussels. Hungary, HH, I think it's Hungary. Dusseldorf, I think that's Germany. Haven't been there, been to Berlin. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I'm just talking because I'm getting my wind. Weight was down to 217 today. Down to 217, huh? And if I act right, which I probably won't over the weekend, I stop by Dollar General. I got my steps in. I walk my, you know, four and a half miles. And it was cold. And it was like drizzly. But it was like cold, so it was like, not sleep, but, you know, it wasn't wet, but it was particles and it wasn't snow. I got those in and on the way back. Stop by Dollar General. Oh, my God. Chips, cookies, candy. I'm ready for the night. I got pizza left over from Coco's. I got Coco's pizza delivered. And $53. But which ain't bad. I think six of it was service fee and delivery fee. It was service and delivery fees. Got a half a sheet. And I thought I got a large family size fry. That fry wasn't nothing. I could have swore I got a large family size fry. I don't think I did. Fries was good though, even after I microwaved them the next day. And the wings seemed to be pretty good too. I got some garlic parmesan wings, and I like the meat on the bone. They're wings. They're not baked like Wedgwood. And they were fried kind of hard. I like my wings a little bit softer. And sometimes baked wings can be too soft. But I'd rather have them. They were good wings. They were good wings. They were good. They were good wings. They were good wings. Now, daughter made some wings that she got from Walmart. You know, they were just dry wings. You know, frozen. No seasoning, no nothing on them. Put them in the air fryer. And the meat, you know how the chicken can have stuff, meat on it that's not really meat? If I can put it that way. It was like, you know, the parts of the meat that you can still eat, but it's like, not really the meat part. Part you usually cut off. I don't know if it's fat or whatever. But there's a lot of that. Like when you go to Gus's Chicken and you pay $55 for 20 pieces, you don't get none of that. You get none of that. You get all clean meat. Brilliantly fried and breaded. But I guess that's what you should get at that price. If I could just behave tonight, let's just go one day at a time. If I could just behave tonight, I know I won't behave tomorrow. If I get up tomorrow, get steps before, you know, if I get up tomorrow and get some steps in, get the day going. And don't let the day, you know, slip and slide. Of course, I'm still sleeping till noon, 11:30, because I don't go to sleep till 3 or 4. So, you know, I'm going to sleep till 3 or 4. So, I'm still kind of on California time. When I fly back, I think I'm going to fly back on the 10th. Get home probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Super Bowl the next day at 3. And go to work Monday. Might should go out to my mother's for the Super Bowl. That would involve getting home late and getting up, driving out there. I think the game is at 3. And if I'm going out there, might as well stay for a few days. That means I just don't unpack. Whew. How was that? How was that? Did I do good? Did I do good? See, that's my alarm. Set for 14 minutes. So when it goes off. Hey, Kari, I saw you. I saw you, Kari. I saw you. What? You want to go finish? Is that it? I got to work up a little. Work up a little bit on that. You see that? That was good. Come down here. Put the 14. Got 12 seconds before I should be ready to work. And if I'm not, I don't get dinged for it. So it's neither here nor there. But it really is not. So I'm back on. How did that go? How did that go? Let's see.